Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Yay! Yay!
That's a lot of noise at once.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Hello. Welcome, hi, everyone.
To the Cimarelli podcast.
Thank you. Okay, they're not going to stop imitating that lady, so get used to it. But here we are, as you heard, our very first podcast ever in history. Yes. And we never done this before, so it's a brand new thing for all of us.
Already regretting it.
So stop. And why did we decide to do a podcast, guys?
Because we're hilarious.
No.
Whoa.
No. Kat,
because
what do you
we wanted a cool intro. We're boring.
We decided to do a podcast because our fans, I was going to say whom we lovingly call it a Sim Fam, because that's an article said that one time. I think they like to get to know our personalities better, and I feel like this is the best medium for us to like all share our personalities.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I think we started so we can just sit around and talk.
Probably.
Which we already do.
Because we actually my dream.
Yes, because this is what we do. Okay, we do this all the time. We sit around. We talk about random topics. We have like a full-on discussion like we're The View or something. So yes. We're like, we need to make this a real
Why
thing, basically.
Why not?
So we got season one, we have 15 episodes, and every single one of those episodes is named after a song on our album,
Sad Girls Club.
So we're going to go, we're going to play the chorus of one of the songs, which is the title of today's episode, Sad Girls Club.
Oh wait, I'm going to intro, ready?
A juicy sneak peek from the upcoming album. Give it a go.
I love the challenge. I think that it's fun. But I just want to be in love. We all have so many emotions. We're all so lovesick. We don't know what we are doing. But we all know it's okay to cry sometimes. Because the sad girls are the ones to feel alive.
Okay. Yes!
Yes! And that last line that you heard, because the sad girls are the ones who feel alive. It's kind of like the whole premise of our entire, you know, career, life, everything we do. We just want to get people to express emotions and express things,
yes.
Which is, you know, a big part of this. So we're going to start with our highs and lows of the week.
It's about to get serious.
No, it's not.
So
it's
let really you guys not. Let you guys into our personal lives a little bit. So,
oldest, youngest?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the youngest. We're going to talk
That's
about
how
it.
How you everything.
JK, it's okay. Actually greediest to neediest.
Greediest to neediest.
Actually, it's greediest and neediest to flop.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Greediest to flop.
My high of the week is when my little brother, Joey, asked me to hang out. Felt very privileged. And that was a high. The low was the other day when I was, like, really contemplating, like, my whole life and if I'm, like, in ruins, you know? No. That happens, like, in the bathtub.
Bi-weekly.
That was my
a
low.
A casual low from Christina Cimarelli.
Okay. Wow, I feel really, pressured. You know, intimidated
get on
going
it.
After that.
Get on with it, Bertha.
My high was that I got to see one of my favorite artists, which is R.I.C., in concert. It was the best
a
concert.
Quick brag.
It was so much fun.
Okay,
I literally
no
died.
No one asked how it was. I just want to know what it was.
What? Nope.
Because I think you did great.
Thank you. And my low, if I may speak, my low was that I got sick, but only for like 2 days because my immune system is so strong. Okay. Anyways.
Another brag.
From Chad. What? It's true.
Lisa? Oh, is that me?
Lisa's the third one, yes.
Okay, how do I tell my high without giving it away? My high was was hearing about Amy's experience that she's going to tell.
Okay.
It was the high of my week. You guys will get to hear.
Really?
Listen, you guys will get to hear the story in a little bit. It was the high of my week, even though it was not a high for Amy. My low.
Hearing Amy in pain.
No,
not so entertaining.
The way that she told it.
Not the content, the experience of hearing the amazing storytelling. Okay. The low.
Oh, God.
Was getting a cold. Somebody zoom in on my face, please. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing.
I would say that the high of my week, you know, was watching my best friend get married because marriage is hashtag
great. Okay, no one asked why. They just want to know
why. Well, and I cried multiple times at the wedding, but usually for good reason.
Usually.
I was like, I actually cracked, but I was like, I'm so happy. And then
get on with it
was the 11 hours of traveling to get home.
That's pretty low.
Okay, my high of the week was I ordered a bunch of stuff on Amazon.
They're gonna say a bunch of pizzas.
No. And I got it in the mail, and I was really happy. And my low of the week was I injured my Achilles tendons on both of my legs. No, tendons. I did not call them tendons. I injured them because I was running like a savage, and I pushed myself hard, as usual.
That's wild. Last and greatest ever.
Wait, neediest, right? Neediest?
Yeah, neediest. I am the neediest. My low of the week was the whole week. I can't really think of a high.
Keeping it real.
This morning was the special. Okay. I feel like crying. This morning was the special low.
Okay.
So basically, just it's all bad. But I had a good night the other night, so I guess that was
a high.
So
we're gonna turn it around. We have a girls' group tonight, so maybe we'll turn it around.
You know what? I saw my manager this morning, Nick, and that was my high.
Oh.
When he walked in, I was like, "Wow, what a man!
There's
what a guy!"
I wanna point out to expose Lauren's personality that she has like everything and like notes and stuff written down in front of her because she's very much like organized. So Lauren's like, "My high was," and then she's like reading.
I didn't want to forget. I'm on the spot.
So whereas me, I'm sitting there. I'm like, "Crap, what was my high?"
See, you wouldn't be thinking that if you wrote it down.
Meanwhile, I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for sharing. We're going to do a fan question. A spicy, spicy advice question from a fan.
That's what we're calling it.
Where did
spicy
we get
advice.
This question from?
I pulled it up from Twitter, where if you want to tweet us, do #
Wait.
#
Cimarelli Podcast.
If you want to tweet us, use that hashtag.
I just want to say the British lady that intros our show is my idol. Continue. Yeah.
Whoever she is.
Really?
Yeah. She's my hero.
Didn't notice. That's very cool. Okay, I'm going to read this.
Who's it from?
This is from
Cromac
Cromroxachu.
Cromroxachu?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to say it. What do I do about a guy who I only hung out with one? I think I mean once. But now he treats me like his best friend.
Ooh. Wait. Let me just say, we went over this question before, and there's two ways it can be interpreted.
Yes. Yeah.
It could be a diss. My interpretation, I'll go first. My interpretation is that you hung out with him one time, and now he's clinging to your leg like a madman, and he won't let go of you. So I would say, just be honest and tell him,
hey, don't know me like that.
I really take time to trust people. We gotta go slow. Like,
what if she doesn't?
Let's just ask each other more shallow questions, like what's your favorite color, and then we can work our way up. But if you don't even want to talk to him, then just tell him you don't want to talk to him.
Wait. Are you saying you should sit down and say we should ask each other more shallow questions?
Yes, she is.
Incredible advice.
She said he's treating me like a best friend, so that means he's coming on too strong.
Yeah, okay, I just want to say that you don't owe this man anything.
That's
okay,
true.
So
that's Lauren's
if you
slogan.
Never want to
the frying pan of truth hits you over the head with it.
Okay, so if you don't want to speak to him, don't speak to him. You don't have to. That's all I want to say.
That is some sizzling truth in the frying
pan. Great job.
Pan.
Great.
Good.
I would have to say that clingers are a classic. And I think we've all experienced a clinger before.
Yeah.
Yes.
One
of my friends calls them vacuums at their lower level.
They
or
suck.
If they're the ultimate, it's a vampire.
Ooh.
Vacuum or vampire.
Because they suck vampire.
They suck
like
the energy out of you.
That's the worst of
ooh, it. Well, if this person is a clinger, which it seems like they are, I would say in my experience with the clingers, TM, then, if anyone's wondering, every time I say TM, it means like trademark. So anyway.
We don't
even
know why.
Every time I've experienced a clinger, then they usually get really excited for like 3 days, maybe a week. And then if you just ignore them, then they go away.
Yeah, one time I had to ignore someone for a month, and they finally stopped texting me.
So you kind of just go away. But
what? I didn't want to talk.
Lauren,
it's not
them
my
your
fault.
Cautionary tale.
I don't need to talk to them.
Tell
Which
them your
one?
Cautionary tale about clingers.
When you
don't
be
clinging
wait,
to them.
Except for it worked for
no,
me.
No, it didn't.
It
listen,
worked.
Okay, one time I had a clinger, and Christina and all of them are like, you know what? You should just, instead of like being rude or something, then
just harass
wait,
him back.
Just harass him back.
We learned this from like TV shows. Cause
no,
they do this on TV.
I did this. I'll tell mine
no,
after.
No, okay. So they're like, just harass him back. And then he'd be like, whoa, I didn't want this. And then he'll stop talking to you. But it didn't
It backfired.
Work. Oh, I'm sorry. I clapped. But like, I literally harassed him for a week straight. I was like, hey, how was class?
But
how was school?
You
and
fell
then,
for him.
But it was bad.
Okay, but that
I ended up. Okay. I ended up dating him after that.
Dating him for months.
But different. It shouldn't happen.
She's like, this is different.
I should have gotten out.
Now he's my boyfriend.
Okay, okay, but wait, that's different.
Wait. I just want to say, I should have gotten out when I knew it was wrong, when I knew he was a clinger, okay? So do not just try to cling back because it might backfire, and then you'll end up wasting months of your life.
Just but remember, you don't owe anyone anything.
Okay, I could try and talk for you. That was because you fell for him.
Yes. That
maybe,
is not the same thing.
Maybe I just tricked myself.
I did it. Okay, we're moving on to this. I did this one time. This guy was harassing me via text message, okay? And I was like, okay, this is really annoying. So I started harassing him. He literally stopped after like 2 days.
See, that's
like,
what I
hey,
hoped.
Hey, how's it going? And he stopped. Okay? But I didn't fall.
Okay, well, then you just need to know there's two ways it could go.
Okay,
there's
actually,
we'll stop. Okay, we're moving on.
Let's move on to Lisa.
Ooh.
Oh.
So we wanted to do, you know, a segment showcase Lisa's.
Lisa is special per se.
Yeah, let's say special.
No one
Lisa's
would ever
incredibly
know that.
Shining,
so this is a Lisa's corner, which she wants to be called
a hoot and a holler.
A hoot and a holler.
Because it's always gonna be a hoot and a holler. Yeah.
I can't stop.
I'm just gonna dive right in.
Just gonna send it.
Today, we are going... I scoured the phone books for my special guest today.
Oh, wow.
Her name is... Amy's already choking. Her name is Pam McGinnis from Minnesota. We have her in the studio today.
Oh,
Catherine's
Pam.
In
wow.
tears anticipating this incredible visit.
Wait, I'm Lisa's number one fan of her humor. No one thinks it's funny.
Wow. Look, this is Lisa's segment, sorry, not yours.
I beg to differ. So, we're bringing in Pam. Pam, how's it going from all the way from Minnesota? Oh, it's great. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad that you're interviewing me, and I really have a lot to say to the kids today. That's great, because we want you to give your wholesome advice to the readers at home. Okay, if you could all just calm down, I can ask Pam a few personal questions.
Okay.
Sorry, the audience is getting a little bit abrasive. So, Pam, before I jump into Pam, how do you feel about the youth today and, you know, the dress codes and the exposure of, you know, shoulders, things like that. How do you feel about that? Because we know you have a lot of opinions on this. Well, I am a little bit disturbed, I gotta say. What do the kids use? Instagram. I get on Instagram, and all I see are butts. Why? Why are the kids... When I was a kid, I was scared to show an elbow. What's that song, that musical theater tune? In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. And now there's butts! Butts on Instagram! Everywhere you go! I'm really concerned for the kids, and I want to give a message, if everyone would stop crying and choking. I want to give a message that you will be loved without showing your butt, okay? You know, show your heart. Show your personality. Show your soul. Sorry. And that's how... You will be valued and cherished by the world, okay? Your Instagram will perish one day, but you will live forever if you share your heart. I have to get back home to my kids now. I left my Honda Odyssey running in the front yard, but thanks for having me, and I hope to come back soon. Wow, thank you, Pam. Everyone, round of applause. Wow.
Thank you, Pam. I have a question for Pam.
Oh.
I have a question for Pam.
Oh,
well, I think we have the same question.
Wait, but she left in her Honda.
Oh, no, I have a question. Oh, wait, I have a question. You said you left your Odyssey running in the front yard.
So you
did you park in the yard?
I like to park in the yard. It shows power and authority.
So you walked here.
No, she parked in the front yard. Our front yard. She
walked in the house like a normal person after I parked in the yard.
Got it. All right, that's all.
All right, thanks. I'm going to go feed my toddlers. Bye.
I am Pam's number one fan.
Wow.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Pam, for showing us your wisdom.
That was a hard one. Yeah. Okay, I would like to move on from that.
I want to give a quick shout-out to Lauren, who keeps stealing my fidget spinner.
Shout-out. I really want to hear something from Kath about some sappy thoughts.
Okay, so this is my moment to shine, and this is not meant to be a comedy skit, so no one think that I'm trying to be like Lisa, because it's not a comedy skit. This is
dead serious.
This is my true feelings.
This is dead serious.
Living with these, I don't know how to describe
cynics.
them. The cynics. You guys are all.
I'm not a cynic.
Okay, they're not total cynics, but all of them have this element of like cynicism. Aversion to sap in a way.
True. Because it's gross.
But no, I have no aversion to sap. Me and sap, no boundary.
BFS.
She's like a tree.
So I'm going to share some thoughts for all my fellow saps out there. And everyone who's a cynic, you can stop watching right now. Because you might throw up.
Oh, I love when she turns viewers away. Oh, sorry. I thought Pam was gone. Anyway.
Oh, Lisa has multiple characters.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't insult the readers.
So, for today's segment, I made a list, which is called 5 Reasons That I Love Laundromats.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I'm being serious. So don't think I'm kidding, like Lisa. Okay. See, Amy sometimes sympathizes for like 10 seconds. Okay.
Oh, no.
So the first reason is that you get to use quarters. And I think that's really cool because... quarters are okay. I'm trying to really get into my personality, but I've been suppressing it for so long around my sisters.
Let it out.
Let it out. Anyways, quarters. I just think quarters are so cool. It reminds me of the past. You know, like the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
When why is that a good thing? Because I used to read historical fiction when I was a kid, and like you know, you could get like a loaf of bread for 10 cents. I used to go to this pizza place, and I was like 8. And I was like, oh, it's so cool. You can buy a piece of candy for 10 cents, and I was like, oh, I wish we could use coins
God
more.
Are those days.
So anyway, quarters. Laundromats are the place where it lives on. My second reason is that you can bring a book to read. So you get to get away from technology. Unless
can't
you
read
waste
anywhere else.
Your 2-hour cycle on your phone, why would you do that at a laundromat? Come on. The opportunity for you to get in touch with who you were meant to be. You can read. You can knit. You can draw. You can write a story. You can do so many things in the laundromat. It is your opportunity to escape the world. And here's the part where my sister said I was bragging. Here's another thing. They always think I'm bragging, but I'm just being honest, telling the truth.
I'm just being honest.
For instance.
I'm not bragging.
No, listen.
Whoa,
because we've been on tour, we've been to laundromats.
I'm already bragging.
Oh, I'm stating a fact. We've been to laundromats all over the world, and I think it's cool to see all the different types.
I've been to laundromats all over the world.
What? It's true. Because I'm a main person.
I'm glad you have.
Thank you. There's some secret supporters here. Secret supporters. Mm-hmm. They don't show it. It's not allowed. No, just kidding. It's not that deep.
Her name. Her name's Lauren.
Oh, and Amy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What? Okay, anyways. So, yeah. I love the beauty and the eclecticity. I don't know what the word would be.
Variety?
The variety.
Add that to the list of words Gather makes up. Eclecticity.
Oh, gosh. There is a running list of words that Catherine makes up.
Usually,
what's
I
the one she made up yesterday? It was a mix of pang and
pinge.
She said a pinge.
Oh, she said.
I thought that was
a
word.
Listen, she said, I felt a pinge of horror.
A pinge.
Wait, that
a
is
pinge.
A word.
No. A pang
no,
and a
she mixed
tinge.
Together pang and tinge.
No, pinge.
No.
That's a word.
Right, I'll look it up.
Keep going. Okay, anyways. Reason number 4, the atmosphere. Mm. It's just this magical atmosphere. The hum of the machines. Mm. Those little dispensers where the detergent comes out. There's just always like this element of charm. Even if it's a really rundown laundromat that smells like mold, which I was in the other day.
Wait. Why were you in a laundromat the other day when we're at home and we have
it
machines?
Was our photoshoot. I don't want to say that.
Ooh.
That
you felt like you were bragging?
Under the bus. Anyone's laundromat that smells like mold.
All right.
But it's not their fault. It's filled with water.
It's not their fault.
And the best people watching at laundromats. Okay, last reason. This is the King Kahuna of all reasons.
King Kahuna.
So,
I think it's the big Kahuna.
See, I can't say anything without the peanut gallery giving me a correction or a suggestion or a criticism. Okay, anyways. So the King Kahuna of all reasons is that clean laundry is the best thing ever. I don't know about you, but when I have a clean load of laundry, I feel like I can accomplish anything. It's like I have clean clothes for the week, or maybe even longer, and I don't have to worry about it. It's like, oh, it's the best feeling ever.
Someone comes, Catherine, they're like, gosh, I'm just so down. I'm losing my direction. I don't know what to do. And she's like, you just need to do your laundry.
I'm not from Australia. Yeah, those are my sappy thoughts.
Wow,
for
that's
today.
Amazing. Good job, Catherine.
That
job,
was very, right, well, very interesting.
You know what? Very brave. On this very brave.
Heartwarming. Being myself, my Superman shirt.
That is great. It's always good to hear from Kath because she never speaks. Just kidding.
Sorry.
That was a pinge.
I don't know if you can have a pinge of judgment.
Sorry. Since our theme today is Sad Girls Club, then I thought I would tell a story of when I was in the Sad Girls Club. Not that I'm out of the Sad Girls Club. I'm always in it. But when I, like, created, when I signed, like, I, like, had, like, a pin, like, an ID card. Like, I, like, was the Sad Girls Club.
Who can relate?
Woo! Anyway, I'm going to tell a tragic story of 15-year-old Danny. So... Let's just go back a long way, like 2015, give or take. And no, it was 2015. And I had just moved from California to Tennessee. And I had been meeting friends. I didn't really know anyone. But I met this boy. And he was tall. And he was cute.
How all the tragedy started.
And he was a football player. And basically, if you play football, I will love you. So...
He did. Wow.
And I met him, and we made eye contact. I heard his name. He heard my name, you know, exchange. And I was like, I don't know why.
Danny.
He's not British. And I was like, British. I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm going to know him for a long time. I feel like he's like, I don't know. Okay.
You knew he was going to be significant.
He was TM. Anyway, so fast forward, like, this was in June when I met him. Fast forward, like, 6 months. It's December. By this time, he had had a girlfriend for, like, months. I don't even know how long. I think since I met him, he had a girlfriend. And we were friends. We were becoming really good friends. And then we ended up getting in a fight because he was really rude to me. And I didn't talk to him for months. So then, fast forward some more months. This is a long build up to one thing. Fast forward some more months and we ended up being friends again. Shocking. And then he broke up with his girlfriend in May. So it was May and I had known him for like a long time. Almost a year. Like 11 months. I had known him for 11 months, and he had a girlfriend the whole time, and I was in love with him. Well, not literally in love, okay? Let me just be clear. But I had a huge freaking crush on him, and he had a girlfriend, but they finally broke up! I checked her Twitter bio all the time to see if she would ever take the date out of it, but she never did until they broke up. Oh. So, my life was made. The they sign, weren't together TM. Anymore. I was so happy. And then we went on a mission trip in June. We went to Ohio. And our church did. Yeah, just me and him. No. Our whole church went to
And
Ohio.
I was his group leader.
Catherine was there.
Okay.
Catherine
details,
was there.
Details.
And the whole week we were just like, you know, doing our like friends who are in love with each other kind of thing.
You are not being friendly. You're acting like you guys were acting like you were full on dating.
Okay,
like,
but it's still friends who are in love with each other, okay?
No, that's a different
No,
level.
that was the end of the week. I'm telling the story, not you.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah,
no. Most of the week we were friends who were in love with each other, okay? So then end of the week comes along. He sits me down in like the common area where everyone was. And he basically just says, like, he has this huge crush on me, and, like, he had all these feelings, and they're just so, like, apparent now. He can't ignore them anymore, blah, blah. I was like, oh, shocking. I didn't know that. Just kidding. I did. So, anyway, he kind of, like, asked me to be his girlfriend, essentially, but I was like, hold on. You just broke up with your girlfriend a month ago. That's
and
not a good idea.
Only if you make me your wife.
I actually said the opposite.
She never said that.
I was like, no, not today, Satan. Not literally, but I said no because he just broke up with his girlfriend like 3 weeks ago. I was like,
yeah,
that's a terrible idea.
You know what? Get a head on your shoulders.
But good. Apparently it didn't mean anything because a week later he was my first kiss. Wow. Actually, maybe it was like 3 days later.
Somewhere
so then,
in the distance, dad has a heart attack.
Actually, it was 3 days later. So 3 days after I declined to date him, he was my first kiss. So clearly this is a big deal. That's why I'm telling the story, okay? So then, a week after that, he says, I can't do this anymore. Over text.
Wait.
What a...
Over text, he says, I'm not over my ex-girlfriend.
Shocking!
And I said, whoa, who could have thought that would happen? Good thing I didn't officially
piece
date you.
Trash.
No, he's not a piece of trash.
I'm getting it.
So that's where our, quote, love story ends.
Wow.
But...
Inspiring.
Our, quote, friend story continues. Our friends who are in love with each other... friends who are in love with each other story continues. And every, like, 4 or 5 months, then we hate each other, we get in a huge fight, and then we stop talking and one of us blocks the other one. And then, like, 2 months later,
now
then we
romantic.
Talk again, and then months later we get in a fight. And it's
I wish
it.
I had a friendship. That
and that's been going on since 2015, so that is my dramatic story.
Fun fact, I actually blocked this guy on 4 separate social media platforms just because I was mad at him because he was rude to her.
She's done that with
loyal.
Multiple boys
yes.
who have.
Very loyal. I always block
yeah,
them. I just don't want to see it.
I asked Lauren one time who her enemies were, and then she named like all these boys that hurt Danny that Lauren was like,
wow.
I had to do it. Like, wow, that's what you call real loyalty.
Sister.
I have to pause and just say that really touched my heart.
Wow.
Good. I'm glad.
Lauren's the real.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing your experience, Dan, of why you're in the Sad Girls Club. I really appreciate
and why you need to get some standards. I'm just
kidding. We really appreciate.
I only say it because I relate.
We appreciate your vulnerability. I'm sorry, let's keep going.
Okay.
That was the frying pan of truth.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, we're going to do something that Kath does in real life, and we wanted to bring it into podcast life, you know?
Yes.
Podcast land.
Because we're all subjected to this.
Yep. What? It's a good thing. You like it. You secretly
okay,
like
do it. Hit it.
Okay. So I started this tradition called Question of the Day.
Oh.
I don't know. I just thought of it one day. I was like, this would be a great way to bond. Like, to really get, because, you know, when all you do is talk about, what did you do today? Like, that is so boring. And I was like, I'm going to inject some depth into this.
Sounds like
it
more
doesn't have
sappy
to be
thoughts.
Depth, it could be just, like, funny. So, Today's question is, what is the craziest excuse a guy, or a person, really, anyone, has ever made?
Like, in general.
In general, too.
A guy or a person, but not a girl.
I just want to mention that I told Kath, you don't need to explain, just go into it.
You did?
And you just explained all of it. Okay, go. Listen, answer. You.
Okay, this is Danny, and I will be going first. One time, I had a boy delete me on Snapchat, and it wasn't just, like, a random guy. Like, it was someone I had history with. Like, we had had, like, a thing or whatever, like, months before, and, like, we were kind of, like, on the mend of being friends again. And he just randomly deletes me on Snapchat, and so I texted him, and I was like, why'd you delete me on Snapchat? And he said, I didn't. And I said, yes, you did, because we aren't friends anymore. And he said, and I quote, no punctuation, anything. Mystery. Just that. Mystery.
That's rough.
I love that. Good job.
One time, this guy randomly stopped talking to me. Literally never spoke to me again after, like, talking for months.
She was hurt.
And I asked him, like, so is there, like, a reason you stopped talking to me? Like, I texted him, like, 2 months later. And he was like, I started school and I was very busy.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, so you started school. He's like, I actually didn't respond, but
I didn't even talk to my dad all
that.
Yeah. I was so busy. I didn't talk to anyone. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay, I'm going to go last because I think mine is the best.
Catherine has the grand
poobah
of all excuses.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, don't hype it too much.
No, it is hype-worthy.
Okay, so I was talking to this boy, and I really liked him, and he actually did like me, too. He told me this later, but which you wouldn't think. So we talked for a few months, and we, like, talked all the time. And then he just stopped talking to me, and I was so confused.
Also, you lived in different places.
We lived in different states, yeah.
So but she couldn't look in his window and actually check.
No, she couldn't.
Drive by his house to see if he was home.
Yes.
No.
Never done that before, ever.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, things you don't admit.
Never.
So after a month,
I've never done it.
After a month, stop. After a month of him not talking to me, I finally texted him, and I was like, this was, like, 4 years ago. I was like, hey, is there, like, a reason that we haven't talked in a while? Just wondering. And he texted me back and said, I'm going to Europe this summer, and I got a new camera, and I've just been really busy, like, figuring out how to work it and stuff. I was like,
I grabbed onto this like a pit bull so hard.
I got
every
a new
time
camera.
Somebody says, like, someone ghosts somebody or stops talking. How many years ago was this?
Like four years ago.
4 years ago, to this day, someone's like, they're like, they stopped talking to me, what the heck? And I'm like, dude, go easy on them. They probably got a new camera.
like, what?
It is the best excuse of all time.
Pan of
it is so legitimate. Guilt. You have every right to cut everyone off.
Every right.
You got a new camera.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because 2 + 2 = 7.
Yeah, okay. I have to give him the award for creativity on that. That was very, very creative.
I give
very
him the
bizarre.
Award for absolute delusion. Continue.
Yeah, proud of him. Very good job. Excellent 10 out of 10 excuse.
We put him on the rotisserie, roast him a lot.
In the frying pan.
Okay, no roasting.
He's a nice person.
Okay, keeping in, you know, tradition. Well, that doesn't make sense. But with what Kath's saying was a real life thing, we have another real life thing we wanted to bring to podcast land. This is something about Danny. Strange. This is so, I just thought this wasn't real, but it's real.
It seems out of character.
She's
so scatterbrained.
Danny has a list in her phone, and it's called Notes to Self. Mm-hmm. And she literally keeps a running list of these strange notes to self. So
she doesn't add to them every day. It's when she thinks of something really brilliant. Yeah.
Something happens, like everyone's like, oh, note to self. She like actually writes down, like, oh yeah, I write this down. So I want to have her share a couple, like every time we do this segment. So Dan, why don't you share two with us?
All right. So my first one is kind of obvious, but you wouldn't necessarily think of it. And that's kind of what this whole list is. So the first one is...
Wait. Can you hold your phone and pretend
no,
that you're,
the,
pretend that you're
okay,
reading it?
Okay. This isn't my phone.
Me.
It's a lie.
It looks good.
I'm reading it from my phone.
Read it for me.
So my first one is never go... I'm reading a lock screen. Never go to Chipotle on a date. Ooh. Unless you are like Christina and you're like basically married or whatever. If it's like a first date or like you don't know him that well,
you're
or her, whoever
close.
You're on a date with, you're not that close, you know, you're whatever. Don't do it.
Why?
Unless you get a bowl. Okay? If you get a burrito, you will look like a savage.
In a bad way.
You'll look like a savage
you'll
in a bad way.
Even if you eat it in slow motion, you're going to look like a barbarian.
If you take a tiny little bite, the whole thing goes... It does, and it explodes.
Your
okay,
hat just fell off.
My hat just fell
that
off.
That was an accentuation.
I got
point.
So excited, but it's true. Okay, oh gosh. So anyway, that is my first one, and it's very important. And my second one, my second one is never eat ice cream in a dark car.
What?
This, guys, I'm not kidding. This is true stuff I've written down. I actually broke my phone, so if I did have my phone, I would be reading it from my list.
That's
but
why
I don't.
I want it to feel authentic.
Yes,
pretend,
exactly.
Just hold it.
So, the reason why you should never eat ice cream in a dark car. Let me just put you in this scenario. Everyone close your eyes, okay?
Okay.
So, you
I'm
just went,
dark.
You went to Publix, you
yes.
went to Kroger, you went to
yes.
Safeway, and the 99-cent store, and you got some ice cream, and
yes.
you're driving home, but actually you're not driving.
You
your friend or your sister,
okay,
whoever
you're
drove
not
you,
driving, okay.
You're not driving, that's the key,
that's
okay?
That's good.
Maybe your mom's driving.
Maybe your mom's driving. You're in the car. Mm-hmm. You're going home, and you're like, wow, I really just want to eat this ice cream. It looks so good. So if you're like me and you don't have a spoon, you eat it with your teeth. But if you do have a spoon, you start eating it with the spoon.
Yes.
And then
yes.
suddenly, the horror, you drop a clump somewhere. And you don't know where
in
it is.
Someone else's car.
Or your car, I don't
it
know.
It all makes sense.
Either way, I don't know.
Your hair.
Your hair?
Your shirt?
It could be, you
shirt.
Kind of feel it on your leg. You're like, oh,
this
crap.
Makes sense.
Is it all over the seat? Is it sinking in?
Grips.
Is she going to notice the person driving? You know, like, oh my gosh, you feel the cold. A wind blows through. All the angels in heaven cry because you don't know how you're supposed to clean up this mess because
gotcha.
You can't even see.
But you can't just turn on the light of your phone.
Oh!
You can't turn on the light of your phone.
Stop ruining
because,
it.
No, you can't because you have to hold
it's
the ice
all
cream
over you.
And the spoon.
You put
hand.
The spoon in the bin and then
no,
you hold your
I'm
phone.
I'm saying you have to, no, but I'm, it's just, it's
but
too
you
much.
Can't find it while you're
the stress has already
yeah.
happened.
Okay, that's not going
to
help you
so you
anyway.
Can avoid the stress.
So if you
yes.
take anything away from okay. this podcast, never go to Chipotle on a first date unless you're getting
okay.
a bowl. The bowls are fine because fork and knife. Also, never eat ice cream in a dark car. I guess he's
that
a food
is
themed.
Great.
Very helpful.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
I think we will all learn a lot from Danny
I
yes. from
and
this.
I will be back next time with some more notes.
Thank
stuff,
you, Danny.
So.
We appreciate your knowledge and your experience.
I love it.
We're gonna go to arguably the most
oh.
spastic.
Oh wait, this
of
was
these
not,
people.
This hearing this story was the high of my week. Okay, so get
okay.
ready.
So let's no. talk to the most.
And you guys
spastic.
Are really gonna get to know Amy the segment because this is her home life.
This is her.
That she's gonna
let
share
me just
with
say
us.
That Amy is known for telling stories and like literally falling out of her chair or like
literally
some kind of motion.
She's already, getting
she's
so
already huffing
up.
And
I'm
puffing.
Like,
all right, Amy, tell
you
us a story.
Okay,
wait,
tell us
this. Wait.
Story.
This is Amy's current crisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay, number one. I always feel really bad about having crises because my mom and dad always want me to calm down.
Slow.
It never is good. They're always like, stop ruminating. I'm like, no, I will ruminate. Anyway, so I may look calm, go with the flow.
No,
show.
You did not
look
calm.
You're pretty high strung.
I am very high strung. Everybody knows that I do not, well, everyone who knows me knows that I do not do well in alcohol-filled environments. I am
I was gonna say,
22,
finish that sentence.
Okay? So it is technically legal, but not in Amyland. It's not legal. So,
what's not legal?
Alcohol consumption is not legal in Amyland.
Amy does not want to drink ever.
I do not drink alcohol. Never have. Never will. I already know.
It's your enemy.
Okay. It's my enemy.
Okay.
So
we got
I really don't like it because I get really high strung and then everyone's just acting weird and I'm like, where did the people go? I don't see real people. What's going on?
Oh.
So I went to California for my best friend's wedding, which was so cute and everything was so cute and the ceremony was beautiful and the reception was really fun and I was like one of the only people dancing at the reception. It was really fun still. So then, I'm sorry, I'm just really a lot.
Anyway, I'm trying to get her to slow down a little so you can tell what she's saying. Amy, sorry. I was talking. Don't talk when I'm talking. Sorry. Keep going.
Okay. I'm sorry. Just get really on track.
Okay. Okay.
In the reception.
Pretend like you're talking to grandma.
Okay.
Now talk slow.
So at the reception, I had to get someone to take me to the airport the next morning. So my friend in the reception, she was like, I can't take you to their house next morning to take you to the airport. So I was like, oh, frick, what am I going to do? So then I had to get a whole plan, and I was like, okay, well, I'll call the people. I'm going to stay at their house, and maybe let me stay there tonight so they can take me in the morning. So I call the guy, and he's like, it's 8 o'clock, literally 8 o'clock. And he's like, I'm already in bed. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. You're fine. And then he's like, no. And he's like, it's okay. Your dad always stays in this room. I'll make it up for you. It's fine. And I was like, okay.
So, wait, I'm really confused.
This is just a part of the story. This was why I got so stressed.
What, you were figuring out?
She didn't know where she was going to stay.
Yes.
And then she figured it out. Okay.
And so we will help translate.
I can make a really good plan up front, but not under duress and not in the moment.
Okay.
No.
Got it.
So
you were stressed. And then what happened?
She was already stressed.
So then,
after the wedding.
I was really stressed. And after the wedding, they're like, oh, we're going to go out to a bar. And I was like, oh. And so everyone gets really touchy around me if alcohol is involved, like ever. And another disclaimer, every single human who's going out was over 21. That's really just an obvious thing, but that's just a fact. So okay. Then, like, they get really touchy, like, are you sure you'll be okay? Like, are you sure? And I get asked a million times if I'm going to be okay. Stop. And I'm like, okay, I think I'll be okay. Like, it'll be fine. I'll have fun. I'll try. Like, it'll be fine. And I really wanted to be there for my friend because it was her wedding. And yes. I, like, put a lot of pressure on myself to be there for people. And I feel so, like, bad when I let people down because apparently it means a lot to them.
Slow down.
When I go to a bar with them. I don't know why. So then they all go out. And I'm like, before we go out, I put all my stuff in my friend's car. And then we go to the bar, which is, like, across the street from the reception. So we walk there. And I'm like, okay. But on the way there, in the whole night, I've been asking my friend, I'm like, oh, so, like, can you drive me home, like, after? Because, like, I heard, like, that you weren't going to drink so you could drive. And she's like, we'll figure it out later, which is my least favorite phrase ever.
Amy,
we will not figure it out
so
later.
The lack of commitment starts to trigger
yes.
Amy.
So then I get really triggered. So I go to the thing, and I'm like, okay, I think I have a ride. She says we'll figure it out later, so I guess that means I have a ride. I'm not sure. So then we go to the bar,
Poor Amy.
I'm, like, in this environment. Everyone's intoxicated, and all this, like, gross music is playing, and I felt really bad. Because there was some that wasn't gross, like, but then there was some that really was. So then I was, like, try not to, like, be, like, rude or, like ruin the mood or, like, bring anyone down. And then my friend, well, this girl is supposed to drive me. Then I think she thinks that maybe I'm supposed to drive her later or something. And then she starts drinking. And then I start getting panicked because I'm like, wait, I thought you were supposed to drive me.
And let me just say something the audience is probably thinking. Amy told me she completely forgot about Uber.
Yes.
She didn't think of it.
So she's like, I am stranded. I will live and die in this bar.
Yes. And I also, like, I was like, okay, wait, I don't know how to go out. Like, I don't do it. So I was like, are you allowed to leave the bar and then come back in? And you'll get, like, a $10 charge. They charge you $20? I don't know. So then I was like, flipping out.
So you're going to lose all your money and you're going to live in a bar for the rest of your life.
Wow. I didn't have any money with me, too. So then my friend's older sister comes up to me and she goes, sweetie, do you want to go home? And I go, yeah. And I literally start crying in the bar.
Wait, why were you crying?
Because I was so stressed out. And then she's like, do you want to go home? And I literally started crying.
It was like a life. Wait.
You were already crying and she saw you.
No, she was on the verge of tears, right?
I was on the verge of tears.
And then this was like a life raft in a storm and you're just overwhelmed.
And her sister comes up and she's like, and I, like, start crying. I'm like, yeah. So she's like, okay, well, my husband doesn't drink anything, so he will drive you home. Her husband is this, like, 6'4", like, bald guy. Like, really, like,
big, like, Lisa.
And I'm like, what? So he's like, okay. So then I try to, like, pat away my tears, some more makeup. And then I go to my friend, and I'm like, it was so great to see you. I love you so much. I hope you had a great wedding. I'll be praying for you, blah, blah,
wait,
blah.
Wait, were you still crying?
No, she patted her tears.
She patted her tears.
So then I start to walk out with her brother-in-law. I literally,
the bald
legitimately
guy?
Start crying. Like, not like,
bawling.
Cute crying, but like crying from a place of deep torment and like,
you're like,
but from, like, your deepest wounds. Like
that?
This was not not because of the situation. It's because this reminded me of other situations.
You just felt abandoned.
A deep wound in me.
She felt abandoned.
I literally start crying, and I cannot stop crying. So this man is driving me back to
where I'm
staying.
Wait, have you even met him before?
No, I didn't really know him.
And also, wasn't this drive like 40 minutes long?
No, it was like 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, 20
I'm
minutes.
I'm with this bald man, and I'm crying my eyes out.
Are you in the front
and
seat?
And he's like, yes. He's like, stop being so hard on yourself. And that made me cry even more.
Softy.
He was really. He's like, you know, it's really mature of you to be able to talk about your emotions and be so deep. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Like, I'm letting everybody down. So
wait, I have a question. When you got home, did you like give him a hug or something?
No, I just like got. I was like, thank
he's
you.
Like, die.
He didn't like. He like
go out the window. Do you know?
Wait, wait, wait. I think I may have locked it out. I can't remember.
Wait, did he like just so offer good. You a tissue or something?
No, he was just like. So then, I got home. I went in and I cried and I went to bed. But that was
you cried more.
That's like, amazing.
Also, disclaimer: I called my friend before I told the story. And I was like, "Can I tell it? Like, because there's nothing offensive about you." And she's like, "Yeah, you can tell it." So yeah, that was me not being able.
Amy has full permission to tell this story.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you were a member of the Sad Girls Club.
Oh my god!
Moment.
Yes, I was.
Shameless plug.
Ah, gotcha.
So okay. That was my story.
Shameless hair plug.
That was a great.
That was a great.
That
story,
was a touching
Amy.
Story. Truly touched. Truly touched.
Honestly, I didn't know Amy had such storytelling abilities in her. Like until this happened a few days ago, I was like, "Wow, this is a big part of my life."
So the moral of the story is never trust your friends. No, no, no. Never trust your friends. Only trust bald, married, 6 foot four men.
You've never met. Yeah.
Only let them give you rides home. Good. Never your friends.
Good
That's
moral.
Your friends will let you down.
I can hang sometimes. Okay.
Okay, well,
I
you guys. Okay, it's time to wrap up, and we're going to wrap up with a challenge, which Catherine has named the Cimarelli Challenge.
Creative.
I don't know if I agree with that name, but I'll just say it.
What else would you call it?
I don't know.
It doesn't it's really a need a name. It's just a challenge.
Okay, she named it that. So here's the challenge is we want you guys, if you're listening or reading,
if you're reading this,
to all our readers out there, we want you to find a positive quote that speaks to whatever you're going through and hang it somewhere you can see it every single day. And if you do this, tweet a pic with hashtag
Cimarelli Podcast
to us at, you know, Twitter. And we'll pick our faves.
Oh, you can
on
Instagram
Twitter
too.
Oh, yes. And if you don't know
Fine,
what our
you do on Instagram too.
We'll be liking
if
it.
You don't know what our Twitter is, it is at
Cimarelli Band.
That is Cimarelli.
Thank you so much. Let's wrap this up with an inspirational quote from Lisa.
I like to call this Chew on This.
Okay. Okay. Hit us.
Am I allowed to say
no?
Yes.
I want you to ponder this as we leave. Oh, I want you to think this through, and I want you to just process
it. I'm deeply concerned.
You can, as we exit, I will just leave you with this thought. I thought of this yesterday. This is fresh. You cannot spell the word P without saying the word P. And that's it. Think about that.
Thank
Chew
you.
On that.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you
wow.
so much for that. Thank you. I knew I could count on her. Thank you. Well, we want to say goodbye to you.
Yes.
Thanks for joining
Bye.
Us.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. See you next
we
time.
We will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.